The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What up, friends? The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast happened just the other night. I want you to check this out. It's a little snippet of it, a free view, if you will. The full show is part of my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast happens weekly. And then, of course, you add that to all the other things that we post on there. I say we, like there's a bunch of people that works for me. My God. Anyway, check it out, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Your $5 or $10 donation gets you all of the audio you can handle, or all the audio and all the video and live streams that you can handle. I like to over-deliver, and I hope you enjoy it. I suggest giving me a trial run. If you're on the fence, like, I don't know, man, he's kind of an asshole. I don't know if he deserves my money. You're probably right. I probably don't deserve it. But if I can entertain you for an amount of time, who knows? Maybe you'll be here for the long haul. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Try it out for 1 month. Here you go. My free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben. Eric.
Oh, yep. I see you're streaming on Twitch now.
Okay, good.
Yes.
That'll be interesting. Well, it really, that's a stupid thing to say. That itself won't be interesting. Just on Twitch, like, you know, no big deal.
No, that'll be fun, right?
Okay, so there's a sweet young lady on Ben's favorite radio show. Ben, what is your favorite radio show again?
Jim Norton and Sam Roberts? Is that the one you're talking about?
Well, anyway, but you still listen to Free Beer and Hot Wings.
Correct.
And there's a young lady on there by the name of Rachel who answers the phone all the time. And I've worked with Rachel. Nice chick.
Okay.
But you said that she describes things a particular way. They like go to her because everybody who goes on that show gets a microphone.
Correct.
So she comes in. And it's like, hey, let's talk to Rachel, right? They're like, hey, Rachel, what's going on? Break it down for us, right?
Yes, exactly.
And how does it usually work? I mean, clearly she's got some skills. Tell me how it sounds when you hear it.
Well, today they were talking about an old lady at a donut shop that she went to yesterday, the day before, and then the day they talked to her.
Okay.
She said, she did recognize me from yesterday, so that was pretty fun. She says fun about everything, and describing an old lady recognizing you from the day before is not fun.
No, you're right.
It's not even interesting.
It's a crutch. She says fun all the time.
Correct.
Fun. I think we did a bit on it. I think I did something.
You did it with Whose Are These Podcast, or Who Are These Podcasts?
That's right.
Yeah, cringe of the week.
I think they're really fun. Fun earrings. Fun little pink froggy earrings. That was really fun today. Those were kind of fun.
Oh, my God.
Mashup montage, yeah.
Right. Well, that's ridiculous. So what is the reaction when she says, yeah, someone recognized me. That's fun. What do they do? Just go, oh, I bet it is.
Yeah, pretty much. They never give her shit about saying the things she says.
Hi, my name is Rachel, and I like to collect stuffed animals. I mentioned that earlier. I think they're really fun. I also like to collect fun earrings. Yesterday, I decided to wear some fun little pink froggy earrings.
Okay.
That was really fun. Today, I'm wearing some little tombstone earrings that say RIP on them. And then for my birthday, my sister got me some like turnip earrings. Those are kind of fun.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I think funky jewelry is cool. I know that it's very kitschy and stupid.
All right. You know, it's very easy for me to sit here from this dormer above my garage,
right,
and throw stones. But clearly, that's what wins, man. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here picking my dick every day, hoping for people to give me $5.
True.
Yeah, I'm doing it all wrong, you know?
Yeah, I guess. Got to make your show more accessible to more people.
Yeah, you know, you got to paint with broad strokes.
Correct.
Like, you know, take out some of the poo-poo, pee-pee, caca.
Yes.
And, you know, don't try so hard, I guess, maybe.
Let's do another around the room and then.
Now, that
did
is.
You know
the...
that, did you know that they call their last segment now One More Thing? And that's what they tease. That's the tease going into the next segment is up next, One More Thing. And what did we learn? That's their tease.
Now, there was a particular portion of the show where they would play like current news clips and shit like that.
Yeah, Free Beer and Hot Wings Report.
Yes. That still happens, but yeah. Is it like... maybe because that's to me the time that you can really beat up somebody for doing something stupid or whatever, play something. How does that unfold? Is it all just play a clip and go, wow, that's pretty great. You know what I
basically
mean? Basically. Oh, God.
One of the clips that gets or a clip that'll get played is often something that happens in sports. If something interesting happens. Like, was it 2 weekends ago where LSU played Florida State and
yes,
they were LSU was down by 7. Florida State has to punt the ball. I can't remember how it went.
Yeah, they came. Well, there was a big comeback. I think LSU fumbled at the one.
No, Florida State fumbled at the one. LSU gets the ball. They have like a minute and some seconds.
Yeah, that's what it was.
LSU drives down. They ended up the tight end or somebody ends up going out of bounds at the 1 yard line. They're trying to determine if his knee was down. They end up saying he was down in bounds, but they give them 1 second on the clock because of what happened. They score a touchdown. And then for the extra point, it doinks off or it gets blocked and then yes. Doinks off the upright.
I do remember that.
Well, what bugs me is when doing the show, there's no reason to play the clips that they play from sporting events, because literally all it was just hearing the guy say the punt was or the kick was blocked.
Okay,
that's all it is.
Yeah,
there's no preamble to it. There's no nothing.
There's nothing other than just
a 5 second clip.
Right. It's just a big play that they're playing.
Yeah.
And I do know why they play those clips. And that is, you're right. There is no reason, but they play it because they have a prep service that gives you the big clip of the day. So
but
that's
you don't
it.
Have to play it.
You're right. You don't have to play it. But then what would we have? Because they haven't went and gotten any other clips from anything else that seems interesting.
You could gather some. There's got to be like a montage of the on YouTube of the big plays or something.
Either there's a million and one things that they could do. But again, shit,
I don't know why it bugs me so much, but boy.
Well, I mean, being that we worked in the industry, we kind of look at it from this standpoint, not so much a listener standpoint, but which clearly you and I don't know what the fuck we're doing.
Correct.
Because you don't have a job and nor do I. So scoreboard.
Yes, exactly.
I'm team Free Bear and Hot Wings.
But either play, get some more audio to go along with the clip or just talk about it. To me, that's how it should work.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
but yeah, like he said. And I'm also not a program director, so.
We don't, know what the fuck
we're doing. Or a consultant, so
we,
I don't know.
We have no idea what we're doing.
Yes.
We're dicks. I see Kyler is there with his lovely, multi-talented Tracy, who I love so much. Kyler outkicked the coverage. I attended, Ben, I attended the race with them over the weekend. So we're at Berlin Speedway. We go up in the bleachers.
Get him a tissue box.
It's me and Jackie and Justin. And then Kyler sits down and Tracy sits down right in front. And there's a guy who's 95 years old directly in front of Kyler. And Kyler, he says words, and two of them are like, fuck shit. I mean, he drops like heavy duty artillery and then into the crowd. And I see everybody make this face. They're all like, what the?
And I'm stunned.
And I'm like,
they saw my tan. That's all it was.
Yeah. And that was bad enough. They already wanted you to leave because, so I'm like, dude. And I said, I go, dude, you got to stop. What? I am who I am. I've been who I am. I go, yeah, but they don't know who the fuck you are.
Right.
What are you doing? I go, if you don't stop swearing, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to talk to you the entire time.
Good call.
Wet his pants.
Did he stop swearing?
He actually did. I think he dropped one more F-bomb later, but it was okay because I had the old guy cracking up.
Okay.
Kyler witnessed that. I was cracking all sorts of jokes and the old timer was laughing at my dad jokes. And then Kyler would like, whatever, you know, tell a child to suck his dick or something. And then and the old guy was, you know, we had to balance it out. So,
well, that is it. I hope you enjoyed it. We always have fun and you can be part of it by going to Patreon and signing up. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks for the time on this, though. I appreciate it. Till next time, God willing, we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.